Okay, good morning, everybody. A good night. Today's daf is Shkalim daf Yud Aleph. We left off on daf Yud Amid Beis. We are about 8 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Chizkia. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also anonymously Lila Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, and also by Moshe and Devorah Smith for Fur Shalema for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Devorah Mindel. So we're going to discuss today on Amar Aleph. We're going to talk about why they would build new ramps for the Parah Aduma with each new Kohen Gadol, that each new Kohen Gadol will get rid of the old ramp and build a new ramp for the bring of the Parah Aduma. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when is it okay to invest tzedakah money. We learned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to invest tzedakah money, but we're going to discuss that there may be circumstances where it's mutter to invest tzedakah money. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the definition of the terms mosar peros and mosar nesachim, because we discussed in the Mishnah what to do with the extra money from the peros and from the nesachim, but what do those terms in fact mean? And then Be'ez Hashem in Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah is going to talk about what they did with the mosar ketores, that each year they would have some extra ketores left over, because when they would be mefatim the ketores, they would prepare more than they actually needed. So what happened with the mosar ha-ketores? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether the machteshes that was used to grind and prepare the ketores was a kli shares. Was it considered to be a kli shares? We're going to have a machlokas about that. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan whether mosar kadshim retain their kedushas ha-gul. So let's begin. Again, 8 lines from the end of the page on Daf Yud Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rabbi Chizkia. So it says Amar Rabbi Chizkia, Tana Rabbi Yudah Gad Gedus, that Rabbi Yudah Gad Gedus said that if the Beis HaMikdash is missing one of the following kelim, Mashulchan Vamenor Vamizbuchos Vaparochos, Ma'akiv Meser Karbanos, that if it's missing any of those kelim, then it's Ma'akiv the Karbanos, you're not allowed to be Ma'akiv the Karbanos. Those kelim are all Machshire Karban, just like we say that the Dal Minim Shabalu are ma'akvim zeh. If you don't have aravos, then no matter how expensive your asrug is, it's worthless. So certainly, if the kior, let's say, was broken or was taken away somehow, so that's ma'akiv the karbanos, because every avoda of the Beis HaMikdash required kiddush yadayim v'raglayim prior to doing the avoda. So if you have no kior, the kohanim are not able to be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim. So not only are the shulchan, the menorah, mizbuchos, and the prochas, obviously, other things like the kior are also going to be ma'akev. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. V'cham omrim ein lecha ma'akev is a karban, ela hakir v'kan belvad. That the chum say, not that they're adding a new item to the list, the kior which was not mentioned. Rabbi Meir, of course, agreed that the kior is also ma'akev, but the chum say that no, it's limited to the kior, that everything else is not going to be ma'akev the karbanos. Only the kior is ma'akev the karbanos, because the kohanim simply cannot be mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim, and mele they're possible to do the avoda. So you can't have a karban without the avoda of the kohanim. So the Gemara brings Amoraim who hold differently than both of these shitos. So the Gemara says velokein amar Rabbi Lazar v'Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina treun amrin. Both of these Amoraim say that when kol ein d'chsiv nochach any kli about or any item in the Beis HaMikdash about which the Torah uses the term nochach, like by the menorah it says ves haMenorah nochach. So you see that the term nochach hashulchan, but the menorah is described as being nochach hashulchan. So whenever he uses the term nochach, ma'akev, the absence of that kli is going to be ma'akev the karban. But tzela, wherever it uses the term tzela, like where it says vashulchan titein al tzela, right, al tzela mishkan. So eino ma'akev, then that's not going to be ma'akev the karban. That neither of these are correct. That when it says tzela, it's not going to be ma'akev. Afilu tzela, neither of these are correct, because they both assume that when it says tzela, it's not going to be ma'akev, but rather afilu tzela ma'akev. Even that which it says tzela about is ma'akev the karbanos. Va'amar Rabbi Ila b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman. Not only that, when it says nochach otzela, is it going to be ma'av the karbanos? Vafilu sima, even an item in the Beis HaMikdash about which it uses the term sima, like the Mizbeach Hazav. The Mizbeach Hazav, it says, Chosimus Mizvechazov, Ba'ol Moed Lefnei Parochas. That's also Ma'akev. That's also going to be Ma'akev the Karbanos. The Kior and the Kano, and the Kior of the Kano, there is no Machlok Samarayim. Everyone agrees that that's Ma'akev. Because the Avodah is possible if the Kohanim are not Makadish Shadeim Ragleim. So the Gemara is asking that it turn out that the Amorayim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef and Chanina, and Rabbi Shumba Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, are not following the Shita of the Tanaim. It's not like Rabbi Meir, nor is it like the Shita of the Chachamim. So answers the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Kan Ba'avodah Shebefnim, Kan Ba'avodah Shebechutz. That the Machlokas Tanaim is talking about the Avodos that are done inside the Heichal. So according to the Chum, only the Kir and Kano are Ma'akev the Avodah Shebefnim. And according to Rabbi Meir, not only the Kir of a Kano, but even the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbuchos, the Parochos, are all Ma'akev the Avodah Shebefnim. Whereas Machlokas Amoraim is Ba'avodah Shebechutz, that are done in the Azaros, where each one holds whatever they hold as far as what is Ma'akev. But this discussion in Tanaim and the discussion in the Amoraim are in fact two separate discussions. Now when we talk about the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbuchos being Ma'akev the Karbanos, the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvah Chav, that included in the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is to put all of the Kelim, each of the Kelim, where they belong in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, the Kelei HaMikdash are considered a chelek of the bayis itself. So the Ramban, in his Hasagos, to the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, disagrees. And he says, no, these are two separate mitzvahs. You makriven bebayis afal bishayin bo Kelim. That Beis HaMikdash is a valid Beis HaMikdash, even if there are no Kelim. So according to the Ramban, we understand our Gemara very nicely. We're just having machlokas, which kelim in what way are going to be ma'akev. But according to the Ramban, l'chora, the Gemara is a stira. The Gemara is a total is totally opposite what the Ramban says. The Ramban says none of the kelim should be ma'akev. Kelim are totally separate mitzvah. They have nothing to do with kedushas hamikdash, and they shouldn't be ma'akev. The karbanos, yet well, over here we have pretty explicitly that they are ma'akev. So the Klei Chemda in Parshas Pikudei explains the Ramban and their support in the Lashon of the Ramban, that is in fact what he meant, that it's not just Stam Teretz for the Ramban. He explains that the Ramban would say that when we say in the Gemara that the Kelim are Ma'akev, that's if we have the Kelim, but they're not placed where they belong. But if the Kelim simply do not exist, then they are not going to be Ma'akev, the Karbanos, and that's what the Ramban is talking about when he says that the Kelim are independent and they're not going to be Ma'akev, the Karbanos. He says, similar to what the Ramban writes about the mitzvah of tefillin. If a person has a shalyad and he has a shalrosh, then ma'akvo zu is zu. But if he only has one of them, so you put on the one that you have, and it's not ma'akev the fact that you don't have the other one. And the Ramban might have learned this, says the Klei Chemda, from what happened in Bayisheni, because in Bayisheni there was no Aron, there was no Kaporas, and nevertheless there were makrov karbanos. And over here we say apparently ba'avodah shel bifnim, all of these things are ma'akev for any avodah that was done bifnim. So apparently it's not really true that they're ma'akev all the time. So it must be that if you don't have it, then it's not going to be ma'akev. So that idea, the Ramban the Ramban really alludes to himself, because in those Safos to the Minyan Lavin, in the mitzvah shlishis that the Rambam forgot, that the Ramban adds, he writes that it's mitzvah losa say not to be mishana the seder hakelim b'migdash. So it could be that that's the lav that the Gemara derives, that it's going to be ma'akev, meaning if you have a losa say not to be mishana the seder, that means you have the kelim, you're just putting them in the wrong place. Yeah, that's going to be ma'akev. But if you just don't have them, then it's not going to be ma'akev. Okay, so now we go right to the Mishnah had said that according to Abba Shaul, the kevesh of the para, the ramp that they would build for the para aduma, the Kohanim Gedolim would be osim mishal atzman. They would pay for it with their own money. They would make their own kevesh for the para aduma. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, shachatzis gedola haisa b'bnei Kohanim Gedolim, that it was a tremendous act of gaiva on behalf of the Kohanim Gedolim, sheyosim mishishim kikari zav hayimotziim ba, that they would spend exorbitant sums of money to build a brand new ramp each time. Shayakivsha shalpara omed veloya echadman motzi paraso bekivsha shal chavero. There was always a ramp from the previous Kohen Gadol who built a ramp for the Paraduma. But chasu shalom, they would never want to use someone else's ramp, they would always build their own. And that was a tremendous act of gaiva, that it had to be their own. Ella, sosro, ubono, so mishalo. They would destroy the existing one and then build with their own money. So it was a tremendous waste of money, and it was all just an act of gaiva to show that they can use their money to build the most beautiful ramps. So the Gemara says, is that possibly true, that all these Kohanim Gedolim that built ramps were doing so purely out of an act of gaiva? Hesiv Rabbi Yola, kame Rabbi Mana, va'atani. But the Braisa tells us, you know who some of these Kohanim Gedolim were? You know, it's easy to say, the Kohanim Gedolim, they were all just Balei Gaiva. Put a name to it. Let's see, which Kohanim Gedolim actually built ramps? Shimon Hatzadik. How do you earn that title? Hatzadik. Not by being a Balei Gaiva. Shimon Hatzadik, Shtei Paros Asa. He made two Paros Adumos, because a lot of people became Tame from the wars that they waged at that time, and there wasn't enough ashes in a single Paro Aduma to be Metire everybody. So even though Shimon HaTzadik made Shtei Paros, Lo Bekevet Hotziyazu, he didn't use his own ramp. He built a new ramp the second time. He made another Paro Aduma. So Yisrach Lememar, Shimon HaTzadik Shachatzoya. You want to tell me that Shimon HaTzadik was a Bal Gaiva, and everything he did was an act of Gaiva by building a new ramp? The Achronim point out, it's a double question. That first of all, he's Shimon HaTzadik, so there's no way that you could say that it was an act of Gaiva. And second of all, even if you want to say it was an act of Gaiva, it doesn't make any sense that it would be an act of Gaiva to undo his own work. Meaning, if it's one thing if he wants to undo the work of the previous Kohanim Gedolim, but to undo his own work, that can't possibly be considered an act of Gaiva. So that can't be the explanation. So the Gemara explains, so Taka, why did they do it? So the Gemara says, if it can't be that the minhag of the Kohanim Gedolim was because it was an act of Gaiva, we've just proven from Shimon HaTzadik, so my kedon, why did they taka build this ramp and they didn't just use a previous person's ramp? Al shem maili hibepara silsul hibepara. Since they would be metame the kohen who would be involved in the strefas hapara, and they'd be matbil him in order to be motzi milivim shal tzedukim. The Gemara in the very beginning of Maseches Yuma discusses how in order to be motzi milivim shal tzedukim in the entire process, they would sometimes be metame a person at the least opportune time, or what you would think would be the least opportune time, to show that we believe in the Torah process, unlike the Tzedukim, and that a person could become Tamei, then become Torah, and then engage in the process. So the Chum made a Takana to make certain Chumras about the Paraduma in order that people shouldn't be Mizalzel in the Paraduma. If they would see that we're going to be Metamei, the Kohen, in advance of the Paraduma, so then people are going to think that the Paraduma is a joke and that you could take all sorts of liberties with it. So in order that people shouldn't come to that impression, they would make all sorts of chumrus. So building a brand new ramp for each paraduma was to let it be known that you have to be extremely careful in the tara of the paraduma. The Gemara at the beginning of Yuma says that tekinu lo rabbanim klei galalim klei avanim klei adama velo lekabletuma kiyechad lezalzluba, that they would use all sorts of kalim that are not even mekabletuma, even though there's no such halacha, but that's an extra chumra to take away any possibility of kabbalas tuma in order to simulim shal tzedu. That people shouldn't be mezalzel on account of that which was done, lahotzi milivin shel tzedukim. So Gemara tells us, Tani zizin uksalim hayotzi mikan mikan. Once we talk about these ramps, just be aware that they had certain ledges and walls that were on each side of the ramp. Kedei shelo yatzitzu hakohanim v'yitmu'u, meaning they made like a makkah on each side of the ramp. Not only that the kohen shouldn't fall off, but it was like a tall makkah that he couldn't even see beyond the ramp. And why did they do that? Because we didn't want him to look outside the ramp, and then it'll be metame. So pashup shad means he'll lean over, that he'll peer over the side, and there might be tumma underneath, and instead of the tumma being stopped by the floor of the ramp, if he's over the side, so then the tumma might hit him. Or the Tikkun Chadatin explains that maybe it means that he's going to see something that's going to be maybe lidei tumma. There are certain things a person's going to see that could be maybe lidei tumma, so we don't want him seeing anything. So he's totally tunnel vision. He doesn't get to see anything, so that he will avoid any possible sense of tumah. There's an interesting tshuva in the Chasam Sofer in Yerodeh and Siman Reish Chaf. He was asked about a certain kihila that many years prior had built some sort of community center, and the people who built it, who paid to build this community center, this Beis Hakal, I don't think it means a shul, I think it means some sort of community center, that all the community leaders were, they were the kimu v'kiblu aleim v'al zaram, they took a net. neder al das rabim and al das alufei akal that shelo yeh rishus biyad shum echad me alufei akal rashim v'tov mashriyeh b'kol hashanim b'kol hazmanim limkor o lahachlif habayis anal derech haram shabolam im lo yeh eis atzorech chas v'shalom mashriyeh hechrech likach sefer Torah me'echul chas v'shalom, that they are not allowed to destroy that building, they're not allowed to get rid of that building, they're not allowed to sell that building unless the need is so great that they would end up having to remove a sefer Torah from the Heichal in order to accomplish this. And then years later, the community expanded and they needed a new community center, and the best place to build one was where this one was, or they needed to sell this one in order to have the money to buy another one. So the people of the Kila were looking for some sort of flaw in that Kabbalah that was done al das Rabin, and they realized that it was a neder, that it was a shavua that was taken b'lashon neder, and a shavua that's taken b'lashon neder is not chal unless it's for a dvar mitzvah. So they thought they had an out, that this is not for a dvar mitzvah. They're such balei gaiva, they need to have their name on everything, that it has to be forever, that it's going to be the original builders, and you can't have an expansion of the community. So the Chasam Sofer says, no, maybe it is for a dvar mitzvah, because why would they do that? Why would they make it that? He said apparently they realized that there was a problem, that each time a new board of directors was elected, they would want to erase all of the accomplishments of the previous board of directors, and they would want to build their own thing. And in order to stop people from doing that, and in order to, that which would be a colossal waste of funds, they put this in place. Where, how do I know that's a dvar mitzvah? Says Chasam Sofer, our Gemara. Over here you have in Masechet Shkalim that it would be a terrible act of gaiva to undo what the previous people did just because. Right? The Gemara says that there has to be another explanation of why they would do that, because that itself would be a terrible act of gaiva. So this was a dvar mitzvah. Mela, even if it's a neder b'lashon shvur, shvur b'lashon neder, it's going to be chal. So that's the raya that he brings from our Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says, Vaiti. Now the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Kiva Omer ain mistakrin, that you're not allowed to invest hektish money, nor are you allowed to invest tzedakah money. So the Gemara explains there is some way to do that. Ella imratza, if you want to use hektish money, the Gizbar wants to use hektish money to invest in order that the hektish should earn more money. Yeah, hefset shalov aschal da hektish mutter. If he wants to make a deal, he's going to say, okay, I'm going to take upon myself that whatever losses, I'm going to eat the losses, and whatever is schar, hektish will benefit from the schar. So then that's going to be mutter to do. You see, clearly the Yerushalmi is assuming that the whole concern is that the money would get lost, that it's going to be a hefset for hektish. You're not allowed to risk the money of hektish. We pointed out yesterday that in the Bavli it says not that way. It says that the concern is ein anius b'makom hashirus. You shouldn't make it look like the Beis Hamikdash is short on funds, and that we need to resort to gimmicks in order to be able to support the Beis Hamikdash. In which case, it wouldn't help that some gvir is taking upon themselves any potential loss. So the Gemara tells us, Kada Barzmina, like that story that happened with a fellow named Barzmina, is Pakat Gabe Madl Diyasmin, that he had a pikadon, he had nechasim of Yisom as a pikadon, and also Vashol Rabbi Mana, he asked Rabbi Mana if he's allowed to invest it. So Malay, Rabbi Mana told this Barzmina, in Bois Diav Sad Didach Vagra de Tarvechon, Shari, if you're willing to take the loss on your own shoulders, but the profits are going to be split together with the Yisomim, then it's mutter for you to do that. So the Gemara says another Maisa, Rabbi Chia Barad, Ispakat Gabe Madl Diyasmin, he also was in charge of the Nechasim of Yisomim, Va'avid Kain, and he also invested the money in a way that he had agreed to take upon himself any potential loss, so that the Yisomim could benefit from the profits that it would earn. So Yerushalmi is pretty clear that that's permissible, as long as you're willing to take upon yourself any potential loss. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say that most are peiros, that any extra peiros they would use for kitzah mizbeach, they would use for when the mizbeach was having downtime to fill the mizbeach with karbanos. So Rabbi Akiva had said that most of the nesachim were used for klei shareis, and Rabbi Hanani Sagan HaKohanim said that most of the nesachim were used for kitzah mizbeach, and both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Hanani Sagan HaKohanim were lo hayu modim beperos. That's going to be a key line. The Mishnah says neither Rabbi Akiva nor Rabbi Hanani Sagan HaKohanim agreed about this mosar haperos business. So what does that mean? So what does mosar haperos mean, and why do Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Hanani Sagan HaKohanim think that it doesn't exist, that there's some reason that there's no such thing as mosar haperos? So masnisa d'Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel. The din of most raperos being used, the Ketz HaMizbeach, is Rabbi Shmuel Lishitaso. Because Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah holds that the money of the Shiari Alishcha was used to buy Yeno Shmanu Mustasos, was used to buy wine, flour, oil, in order that the Beis HaMikdash would start a side business. A lot of people are coming to the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to need Nesachim, so the Beis HaMikdash can have a store operating where they're selling wine, flour, and oil, and they can make some money on that. So how did they have the capital to buy the wine, flour, and the oil that they are then going to sell at a markup? That came from the Shiari Alishcha. So what happened with the profits of that business? That's called Mosar Peros. Derbchia Bar Yosef Pater Masnisa, that he explained our mission, Mosar Peros, Schar LaHegdish. It means the profits that Hegdish earned. So that's Rabbi Shmuel saying. Okay, now that they had this business going on where they were selling Yenos, so now they can use the profits from that business for Ketz HaMizbeach. But Rabbi Akiva disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva says you can't start a business with Hekdesh funds, so there's no such thing as Mosar Peros. You're never going to have Mosar Peros because you can't have a business going on with Hekdesh funds. So Mosar Nesachim Zusar Revis. And what is Mosar Nesachim? So that's what Mosar Peros means. Mosar Peros is the profits from the business of selling the Nesachim, and that's why you have a Machlokas whether it exists. What are Mosar Nesachim? So that's Sa'ar Revis that we're going to see that later on in tomorrow's daf, the next day's daf, that if a person agrees to supply the flour to the Beis HaMikdash and they set a price in advance that it's shol in besela, that for a seller you're going to get 3 sa'a of flour, and then the prices of flour go down during the course of that year, and this guy already signed the contract that he's going to be selling it at the higher price, so the halacha is he has to sell it at the lower price, that yad hegdish ale elyona, that Hegdish always has the upper hand, and if the prices change in Hegdish's favor, so then he has to provide more flour at that price. So that's Sa'a Revius. It was originally 3 Sa'a for a seller, now it's 4 Sa'a for a seller, so now they're going to have extra flour because they contracted for X amount of money to pay for flour, but now that X amount of money is paying for more flour. So they have 25% more flour than they had before. So that's what we mean when we say Mosar Nesachim. That's the definition of the term Mosar Nesachim. So that's one shita. Says Rabbi Yochanan Pater Masnisa that no, the definition of the terms Mosar Peros, Mosar Nesachim is not like we said. Mosar Peros Sa'ar Revius. Mosar Peros doesn't mean from the side business of Sa'ar Nesachim. That's the Sa'ar Revius that we were just talking about. So then what's Mosar Nesachim? Leberutzin. That's when they fill up the kelim with the Nesachim with more wine than is needed and the wine spills over the side. So they catch that wine. What happens to that wine? That's Mosar Nesachim. That it's wine that went into the Kli Sharis and then spilled over the side of the Kli Sharis. That's what we call Mosar Nesachim. So the Gemara asks in Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, who says that Mosar Nesachim is the Sa'ar Revius, it's that extra that's being supplied because of the price fluctuation. V'lesa Rav Chiya Bar Yosef leberutzin. What, does he not hold of Berutzin, of the overflowing Mida that they would have from the wine that would spill over? So Rabbi Chizkiya Mad Nafal l'sar revius nafal l'beirutzin. That in a chinami, all the dinim that apply to the sar revius would also apply to the beirutzin. Meaning that Mosar Nesachim doesn't only mean sar revius; it also means beirutzin. So when he says that there's such a concept called Mosar Nesachim, it means Mosar Nesachim is one of two things. Either when there's a price fluctuation and therefore Hekdesh ended up with more flour than they had contracted to buy, or when there were overflows of wine from the Nesachim in the Kli Shares. So now the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan. Al Daiti, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, that Mosar Peros means the profits that they got from selling Nesachim Nicha. I understand our Mishnah very well. Why it is that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina say that there's no such thing as Mosar Peros? Because they say you simply are not allowed to run a business using Hekdesh money. So if you hold that Mosar Peros means the profits you got from the business using Hekdesh money, and you hold that you're not allowed to have a business using Hekdesh money, I understand why you're going to have Tanaim that say that there's no such thing as Mosar Peros. Lefichach zevezeh lo yimodin peperos. And that's why Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chananya did not agree that there's such a thing called Mosar Peros. There's simply no metzius of Mosar Peros. But al daite to Rabbi Yochanan, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that Mosar Peros means the Sa'ar Revius, that if there's a price fluctuation and the Mikdash has contracted to spend X amount of money on flour, and now X amount of money buys more flour than they need, so that could happen. So Kasha, there is a Beferish Mishnah like that, that if they contract to buy for 3 se'in besela, and now you could buy 4 se'in besela, that's what you have to provide it. You know, yet our Mishnah says that for some reason Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Hanina, and Rabbi Hananya reject the notion of Moser Peros. How could you reject that notion? It's a Beferish Mishnah that if the prices change, you have to provide more. So answers the Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Hananya agree that there's such a mitzvah called Moser Peros, the Sar Revius, lo yimodim peperos b'keitz l'mizbeach, avul modin ayu l'kli sharis. It doesn't mean that they don't agree that there's a concept of Moser Peros. Of course there's a concept of Moser Peros. It's just what they do with it that they don't agree to. They don't agree that it calls l'keitz l'mizbeach, but they do agree that you're going to take the Moser Peros and use it to purchase kli sharis. It's just not going to be used to purchase karbanos that are going to keep them as busy when the Mizbeach is otherwise not busy. So now, we said, according to everybody, Moser Nesachim means Beirutzin, right? Moser Nesachim means whatever overflows the Klei Shares. And that's where Rabbi Akiva says that Moser Nesachim go to purchase Klei Shares. So says Gemara, well, Ad Kedon Beirutzei Tzibur. I understand if there are Karbanos Tzibur and Nesachim that go along with the Karbanos Tzibur, that you can use the Moser Nesachim to buy Klei Shares, because Klei Sharis have to be purchased with communal funds. So if I'm going to bring a carbon tzibur, if the tzibur is going to bring a carbon tzibur, and they're going to have the nesachim that go along with the tmidin, with the musafin, with regular carbonos tzibur, and they're going to have extras, good, use that for klei sharis, because that's obviously communal funds. Vafilu berutza yachid, but can you say, vafilu berutza yachid, velonim tzu klei sharis, ban mishal yachid? You're going to say, even when you have overflow of nesachim from carbonos of yachidim, then that's private money. Private money can't pay for klei sharis. How are you allowed to do that? How can you say that Moser Nesachim means the Beirutzin, it means the overflowing measures of the Nesachim, and then you're going to tell me, and use that to purchase Klei Sharis? You can't use that to purchase Klei Sharis if it's private, if it's privately funded. So answers the Gemara, sometimes things are privately funded, but the private funds turn into public funds, and we just learned about that yesterday. That a woman can make big day kuhuna for her own child, even though the big day kuhuna also have to come from communal funds, because we assume that she gives it over to the tzibur b'lev shalem. So the same over here with the beirutzin, with the overflow of the midos of the nesachim, we assume even if it's a karban yachid, that person is giving it over b'lev shalem to the tzibur. So the Gemara says, okay, Beirutzin, we understand if there's an overflow of wine, right? Because what happens? You pour wine into the Klei Shares, and it pours, fills, and overflows. So whatever overflows has once been in the Klei Shares, and therefore it has Kedusha. What if you're filling flour? So when you fill flour, if it overflows, it means the flour that's overflowed has never made it into the Klei Shares to begin with. So Ad Kedon Beirutzei Lach. Yeah, such a dinya by Beirutzei Lach. With liquids, that whatever spills out has once been in the Klei Shares, so already has Kedusha. V'afilu Berutza Yavesh, but would you say the same thing by Berutza Yavesh, where the overflow has never been in the Klei Shares? Would you say that that's Kadosh as well? Or do you say, no, that was never Kadosh, because it never made it inside? So the Gemara tries to answer this Safek. Ka'idit Tanina Taman, based on what we have, Mishnah, Mesachas Menachos, that in Nesachim, Shekitshu B'Kli, if you have Nesachim that already were inside a Klei Shares and therefore gained Kedusha, v'nimtza zevach pasul, and then the carbon that those Nesachim were associated with turned out to be pasul, so im yesham zevach acher, if you have another carbon that you can attach these Nesachim to, let's say you have a carbon that needs Nesachim, a carbon that doesn't have Nesachim, so you kravu imo, good, so now yeah, you made a shidduch, take these Nesachim and bring it with the carbon that's pasul, v'im lav, but if there is no zevach acher that's missing its Nesachim, And so then, what do you do? So lanu, if the nesachim from this carbon that has just become pasul stay overnight, yufsalu belina, they become pasul belina, like nesachim that became kadosh in the klisharis. So you see that dafka, that which was in the klisharis, becomes kadosh. So birutze yavesh, which were never in the kadosh klisharis, are not kadosh, and they therefore they cannot be used to purchase other klisharis. And it's only birutze lach that we're going to call most of nesachim that are then used to purchase klisharis. Okay, so now we move on to halacha gimel. Now each year they would use the chumas alishcha to buy the sammanim for the ketores, and every year they would have 368 portions of ketores, 365 for the 365 days of the year in a solar year, one for each day, and then there are three extra from which the Kohen Gadol would take melochafnav lefnai velefnim on Yom HaKippurim. That from that three he would take melochafnav lefnai velefnim. But that always left some Mosar HaKetores. Why would it leave Mosar HaKetores? So the Kohen can only fill his hands with so much of those three mana that were left. So there was something left over. Plus, every year there were 11 extra portions because we follow a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar. So if it was a Shana Pshuta, not a Shana Mu'uberes, they only needed 354 days. So there was always 11 days extra. So what did you do with all of the Mosar HaKetores? And now the Mishnah discusses Mosar HaKetores, the leftover Sammanim that they were Mefatim for the Ketores, that they had prepared for the Ketores. So the Gizbarim wanted to be able to use the leftovers for the following year. So Mayu Osinba, what would they do in order to allow using it for the following year? Because after all, anything that was bought with last year's money is not kosher for next year. Only things that are bought with the new year's money are kosher for the following year. So what would they do? So Mafrish and Mimena, from the Mosar HaKetores, they'd be Mafrish Scharu Umnin, whatever they wanted to pay the people who were actually Mefatim the Ketores, Umechalin Osa Al Ma'osu Umnin. And then they'd be mechalid on the money that was designated to pay for these people who were doing this job of being mefatim the ketores. And then they would take that ketores, which is now chulin, because they were mechalid on the money of the umnin that was designated to pay the umnin, and they would pay them with the ketores itself as their wages, meaning they would give them the ketores as their wages for their job, but they didn't want a ketores, they want money. So then they would take money from the Truma Chadasha and they would purchase the Ketores from these Umnin. So that's what they would do. The Imba Chodesh Bezmano, and if just a separate halacha having nothing really to do with the previous halacha, if Chodesh Nisan started on the 30th day of Adar, meaning it was Chodesh Adar was only a 29 day month, so Lokhnasami Truma Chadasha. So that day, even though it's the 30th day of Adar, because it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan already, they would have to use the new money to purchase the Ketores for that day, v'im lav. But if they were not mekadesh Chodesh Adar on the Chodesh Nisan on day 30 of Adar, rather if Adar was a 30-day month and Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the 31st day of Adar, so then they would purchase the Ketores from the previous year's funds because it's still the previous year. It's still Chodesh Adar. It's not yet Chodesh Nisan. So now the Gemara says that the Mishnah said that the Mosar Ketores would be mechalal on the money of the umnan, which was that they wanted to pay the umnan with, which was money that came from the Trumas Alishcha. So they were, wait a second, they're taking money from the Trumas Alishcha and they're being mechalal the Ketores on that money? Does that work? V'lodim sahegdish mechalal hegdish? Everything's Kodesh over here. How could the Trumas Alishcha money is Kodesh? The Ketores is Kodesh. How could you take that which is Kodesh and be mechalal it on money that already has Kedusha to it? So so what would they do with the money of the Lishcha in order to make it chulin, so that they could be mechal the ketores on it? So Rav Shimon bar Bisna, here's what they would do. Maybe ma'os mechalin al binyan. First, they would take money of hegdish that was designated to pay the umnin, and they'd be mechal that on the binyan, on any chulin binyan that they had for the tzoruch of hegdish. So the binyan would become kadosh, and because the building materials that they used originally were not kadosh, so they'd be mechal to make the building kadosh, whatever walls or towers that they built to give that kedusha, and now the money became chulin. And now that the money is chulin, maybe ketores from mechalal alayhen. Now they could switch it for the ketores. V'nosin mosa lo'um v'scharin, and now they could pay the yumnin with the ketores, and then they could buy back the ketores from the yumnin, and the yumnin will be happy. They'll have their money. The Beis Hamikdash will be happy. They'll have ketores that was purchased from new funds from this year. So the Gemara says, what would they do with the money that became kadosh with the previous year's kedusha? So osin amos my yasabehen, meaning in a chinami, you've now figured out a way to pay the yumnin with this new year's funds, but you have old year's funds that are now kadosh because you were mechal of the ketores on these funds. So what would you do with it? So Rebbe Omer Ani, Rebbe is in Bavli, he's the only one that says Omer Ani, and Yerushalmi apparently he also says Omer Ani. So that's Rebbe Yosef Engel points out that it's a Lashon Anava, even though when you translate it into English it sounds like a Lashon Gaiva, but in Aramaic it's a Lashon Anava. So Rebbe says Omer Ani, Yinosel Beis Gormel Beis Haftino Shoyu Bekin Bepita Maktoros Bemaisa Lechem Apanim, that you would give it to the people who were Bekin and being Mefatim the Ktoros and the Maisa Lechem Apanim as wages for what they did. So Amar Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Vehein Shiyu Chayavin Lahen Maos Mishar Rishona. That din that you would pay it, this money that was Kadosh B'Kedushas Truma Yishana, that you'd use it for to pay the Beis Gomer and the Beis Haftinas, is only when you were Chayiv to them from previous, that you owed them money for their previous work. So when you pay them from the Truma, so then you'd pay them from the Truma Yishana. But if you're paying them for this year, then you have to pay them from the Truma Chadasha. You wouldn't be allowed to use this money. Rabbi Chir Bar Ba'i, he raised the following shayla. Lo yuchayv lemos mishar rishona. So what would happen if you weren't chayiv? You didn't owe them any money from the previous year. So asa Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabbi Chir b'shem Rabbi Yosi mekaitzin ben es mizbech. Then you use it for keitz mizbech, for whenever the mizbech was not otherwise busy. Rabbi Ba bar Kohen Ba'i komei Rabbi Yosa machlof hashitasi Rabbi Chir Bar Ba. How could it be that Rabbi Chir Bar Ba changed his mind? Tamin tzrichanai, because originally he wasn't sure the kapshitalei, and now he knows exactly what to do. Now he says use it for keitz mizbech. Previously he said he didn't know what to do with it. So the Gemara answers that had the tzrichalei beklisharis had the pshitalei bekeitz mizbech. Rabbi Chir Bar Ba, it was pashtim that this money that was from the Truma Yishana could go for keitz mizbech. He wasn't sure that if this money that you were mischala the Moser HaKetores on had a din of Moser Nesachim that you could even use for klisharis. Meaning, does the Moser HaKetores have Kedusha Saguf and therefore have a din of Moser Nesachim, or does not have Kedusha Saguf? And what's his real Safek? Why would it or wouldn't it have Kedusha Saguf? Is the Machteshes that they would use to grind the Ketores, is it a Klisharis? If it's a Klisharis, then the Ketores itself would have Kedusha Saguf, otherwise it would not. Dispalg Pitma Bechulin Rabbi Yossi Be Rabbi Chanina Amar Psula Rabbi Shoban Levi Amar Ksheret. There's a Machlokas whether you can use a non-Klisharis for the Pitma Ketores. My time is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Kodeshi Sheitei have Yasa B'Kodesh, that we learn from the Pasuk Kodeshi, they have to be Mefatik the Ketores in the Azara with a Klisharis. My time is Rabbi Shoban Levi Kodeshi Sheitei Ba Mitzum Salishcha Kodeshi, just tells me the funds that are used to pay for it, but not the Klishari, not the Kli that's used to be grind it. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bon Asid Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Kishmuel with Rabbi Shoban Levi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina follows Shmuel, they both hold that it's a Klisharis, and Rabbi Shoban Levi follows Rabbi Yochanan that it's not a Klisharis. Titaninan Hamakdash Nechasav Ben Dvar Marin Lekabanos Sibur, if a person is in Makdash all of his Nechasim that are Chulin, and among that are things that are Ro'i for a Karban Sibur. So what does it mean Dvarim that are Ro'i in the Karban Sibur? So in Meseches Krisus we say it can't mean it means that it's animals, because they're Ro'i for a Karban Yachid also. So what's only Ro'i for a Karban Sibur? It must be that we're talking about Ketores. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ketores, that it's a Ketores which is only Ro'i for a Karban Sibur. So if the Ketore is included in its Nichsei Chulin, so you see that you could make a ketore with a machtesha shalchal. Otherwise, how did he have ketores that was chulin? It must be that you don't have to use a klishares. So I'm Rabbi Hoshaya Tiftar. No, there's a way that you could have ketores that's chulin. Bu'uman mishal beis haftinos shayinotel b'scharo ketores. It could be an uman from the beis haftinos who got paid with ketores, so it was nischalal. The Rabbi Yosef Bechanina for Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef Bechanina follow Shmuel. They both hold that it was that the machtesha tafka was a klishares. So I'm Rabbi Luna b'shem Shmuel machtesha sasos a klishares le
lekadesh, that the machteshes was a kli shares. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbon, Amar Rabbi Huna, Kamer Rabbi Yosi, Davar shekidesh bekli shares nifta, Davar shekidesh bekli shares nifta. Can you be pulled to that which is kidesh bekli shares? Meaning, if it really was a kli shares, then how were you able to be pulled it? Amar lei velo de Shmuel hi, de Shmuel Amar kalu b'mosar. This is a special kula that Shmuel held that you're allowed to do such a thing that you could be pulled to it. This palgun of siru tmimim Shmuel Amar niftin ketmimim. That if you have leftover karbanos that are tmimim, Shmuel holds that you could be pulled to it, even though they have inherent kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar niftin k'psulei hamikdashim, that you're pulled to them like p'sulei hamikdashim, that you're not able to be makriv, where you have to let them graze until they develop a mum, and then you sell them and they use the money for nedava. Hosiru si'irim, if they had extra si'irim of the karbanos sibur l'chatos, like the chatos of Rosh Chodesh or something like that, and it got lost, you designated for the Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then it got lost and you found it in Nisan, so it's too late. So Daiti to Shmuel, according to Shmuel, holds that Moser Tmimim Niftim Kitmimim, so the Moser Seirim could also be Nifta. Im Olin, if this Lakolshkin Chatos, if it could even be a Poda and Ola, for sure, a Chatos. But Al Daiti to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, Am Rabbi Zeri Yiru, you'd have to let it graze until it develops a mum. Am Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Makaitzin Ben Asamizbech. Not like Rabbi Zeira, Libet Rabbi Yochanan, that you let it graze, rather you use it for Kate Samizbech. So Kasha, Yesh Chatos Shekreva Ola, so ask the Gemara, we're talking about leftover Seirim, which were Karbanos Chatos. The Ketz HaMizbech were always Karbanos Ola. The Kasha, Yesh Chatos Shekreva Ola, can you take something that was a Chatos and turn it into an Ola? So Rabbi Yosef, Shani, Hishen Karbanos Sibur, Nikba'in, Ela B'Shchita. Now, this din of Karbanos Sibur is different than Karbanos Yachid, because by Karbanos Sibur, its shame doesn't happen until the Shchita. So before the Shchita, you could change it to a different type of carbon. So yes, you could change that which you would have used for a chatos, and instead use it for an ola. I'm Reb Chiya tonight. Based in Ualamos or Sheikravu Olos. Reb Chiya says that if anyway the Karbanos Sibur are not going to be nikva until their shchita, why can't you change them? Why would we change them dafka for Karbanos Ola? We should have said you bring them as shlamim. No, it must be that it's a tonight based in that the Moser is dafka brought as an ola, and that's why we change these chataos into olas. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph at Halacha Dalit. Okay.